Hey guys, welcome to AfterBuzz TV. I'm your host Danny Hoyt, and tonight was the finale of The Bachelorette, and we have an entire room full of women and myself. I'm gonna try to hold down the guy's opinion. We're gonna talk about it. Let's do it right now. Here we go.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV, and now let the buzz begin.
Well, if you're just joining us, welcome to AfterBuzz TV. This is the largest online Bachelorette after show in the world in over 115 countries. But tonight we're airing live from Los Angeles, California. The Bachelorette finale happened tonight, and we have an entire studio full of people. We have a very special guest, fresh off the couch with Chris Harrison. She's coming to join us. Rachel Lindsay. I'm just kidding. Rachel's not here. We do have someone on the couch tonight. So I'm going to go around and introduce the ladies next to me, and then we'll introduce the lady on the couch. And then we'll break down this episode that just has a lot of us, I think perplexed is a fair word. I'm Danny Hoyt, the only male voice you'll hear on this. So if you're watching or listening, that's me. Next to me, the beautiful, the lovely, the Southern Belle herself.
Hey guys, I'm Sterling. You can find me everywhere at Sterling Cates.
Next to Sterling, you're the longest ranking member on this panel next to me.
Yay, that's me.
Christina.
Hey everybody, I'm Christina Zias. You can find me across social media at Miss Zias.
Now, next to Christina, she has, she's not just a fan of the show, but she has some ties to the show. She's got a family member on the show, and she's got some great opinions about the show, Christine.
Aw, thanks. Hi guys, I'm your host, Christine Alexis, and you can find me all over social media at Christine Bean.
And over on the couch, she's been a dominant force on the show all season long because all of us travel a lot, and so we needed somebody that was like bomb at having a good opinion, having an open schedule, and just being fun to have around, and she's done all those things and a million more. Renee's here.
Hey guys, it's Renee. You can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Renee.
It wouldn't be a finale without having everybody here. So like, Christine ordered pizza, Renee brought drinks. I was 30 minutes late. It's not a big deal. We're all here to break it down. Ladies, are you happy for Rachel?
I'm happy. Yeah.
I'm happy for her.
Do you think she made the right choice?
No. Maybe not. Guys, you're supposed to back me out. No, I think she made the choice that I thought she was going to make.
Yeah.
But whether or not I think that's right, who knows? I'm not her.
You know, it's a perplexing thing because we as viewers, like, we start to want one thing. But at the end of the day, it's what makes her happy. And she seems happy.
Yeah, she does seem happy.
I think all of us, we'll get there.
Does she, though?
I saw a tweet on Twitter, though, that kind of summed up, I think, how I feel about it, where it's like, you know, all of America doesn't have to agree with Rachel.
Yeah.
And clearly Rachel doesn't care.
Right.
Like, she's out here. She, you know, seems happy. Although, Renee, you look like you want to counter that.
I mean, I'm sure we'll get to that. I have thoughts. I think she looks happy with Brian, but I think she also looks a little bit full of regret or still feeling some type of way with Peter.
So we will, let's get to all that. So here's the deal. We're gonna kind of go in chronological order of like what happened in the show, and then we're going to just talk about all of it, and then we'll save our paradise thoughts for the very end of the show. So that's kind of how we're going to do it. If you have not watched this episode, you should probably stop watching us right now.
Yes.
Because we are talking about, this is an after show. And it's also, I mentioned this earlier, but do you guys know we are officially the largest online after show? There you go.
Stop. Awesome. I did not know that. That's awesome.
We're
that's
over amazing. 115 countries in the world.
Thank you guys so much for
that.
We wouldn't be here without you guys tuning in, so thank you so much, and wherever you are.
Yeah, and that's exactly why I brought it up, is basically to say thank you. Like, that's exactly why we do this, is for the fans. We want to talk to you guys and talk about this, and we would do this if it wasn't filmed or not, so might as well do it and include you guys. So we have the chat roll is going live. Hello to everybody in the chat roll. And to everybody that tweets us and DMs us, I got a bunch of DMs that I forgot to check before the show because I wanted to wait to read them all week of people talking about their opinions. And they're like the people like I don't know, and so I have to like check the other box. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And I saved them because I didn't want to forget about them. And then I forgot about them, and I'm confessing it right now. So great job, Danny. But no, for real, that's why we do it. So thank you guys, everybody. It's like been with us all season long, and we'll be, I guess, right back here.
And thank you to everyone who answered my Twitter poll about who you thought would win tonight.
Oh yeah,
was it Brian?
They chose Brian. America chose right.
What was the percentage?
52% said Brian. 43% said Peter.
That's pretty close.
And 5% said Eric.
Yeah,
I think we all kind of felt that way though. Also, no,
true.
So we start off the episode with kind of they left us in a weird. The format was kind of weird this season,
dude. The format sucked. Like, let's just say they're like, Honestly, I am so bummed about tonight's episode, and I think part of it was the format. I feel like they did Rachel dirty.
And they've been doing that all season, though. They've been doing all of these firsts with her all season, bringing out the guys before it even starts. Yeah. And then, I don't know, it's just like so many firsts.
I mean, here's the thing. If she would have picked the person I think we all kind of wanted her to pick, I would have been super okay with the way tonight was, having her there and like watching excitement build. But I felt like it was so split that it just created for a very awkward...
Oh, my God.
Like, I like the idea. Like, let's think about to, like, JoJo being with... You know what I mean? Like, with Jordan, we... Like, if we would have watched her be in studio, I feel like we would have saw some things bubble up, maybe. Or if we watched... I'm trying to think. Who would have been another good one to watch? Like, have them be in studio. Bachelor or Bachelorette. Maybe Ben.
Yeah.
Ben and Amanda. Like, I know it's not... They're not together anymore. But, like, we all kind of knew it was Amanda, like, really early on. So it would have been...
Lauren.
What is it? Amanda? Let's say Amanda twice.
Yeah.
Lauren B. That's what I meant. No, but if we would have watched Ben, like, in the studio, and we knew, like, we all kind of knew, and he knew, it would have been kind of, like, magical to watch. This was awkward AF, as the kids say.
So awkward.
That's the word that sums up this finale. Awkward.
Almost equally as awkward, Chris Harrison saying that Juan Pablo reached out and asked them to announce that he was married.
Because no one cares.
No one cares.
So Juan Pablo, do not try and steal Rachel's show right now. Like,
for
you
real.
Bye.
I just love that Chris made it a point to say Juan Pablo reached out to us.
And asked us to spread the word.
That was so good. You a real one for that, Chris.
Chat roll. I meant Lauren, not Amanda. I'm sorry.
So funny.
I was thinking about Amanda because she was in the audience tonight. Yeah. And she looked great. All right. So we open up with kind of this whole thing with Peter and this whole conversation. And I want to be careful not to like talk about the whole thing. So like just in this moment, what we see with her and Peter and him just asking like the question, what if in the next week I'm not able to say I'm ready?
Yeah, I mean, it was much of the same, more of the same. Him not being sure, them not willing to meet halfway. They really never made progress with that conversation. And obviously we see how that turned out for them, so.
Well, it was interesting, though, that she still gave him the fantasy suite date, right? That was this... I'm kind of confused. That was this episode, right?
Yeah.
Because it felt like this episode could have been
covered,
maybe
like,
even
3 weeks.
It did. I'm really happy that she did give him that extra time, though, because I feel like that could have changed things for them. Obviously, we see that nothing really got accomplished, but I do think that Peter was trying to be as respectful and being like, I do want to be here with you, but I need more time. So I feel like if she didn't give him that fantasy suite, she never would have known.
Right. I mean, and she still gave him the rose, though.
Right.
So she obviously did. Something happened in the fantasy suite.
Yeah, I think she wanted the alone time to figure out where he's at without the cameras, without the pressure of this is going on national television, you know? And I thought it was very smart for her to take that time. But even after that time,
I thought it was going to be, like, a major turning point for their relationship. Mm-hmm. Like, it's really now or never where they were at. And I thought that they would have worked through those issues. I mean, I don't know. It sucks. For someone like Eric who got sent home versus Peter to see it end like that, I don't know.
I did love what she said about, in the fantasy suites, how she asked about the credit scores and, like, all that stuff that actually matters. I was like, that is very smart of her to do that. So maybe she was just trying to see what his credit score was like.
She's like, Peter, among other credit karma. Let's talk about it.
I think I knew it was going to be Brian when the date moved to Brian and she ran up. And she goes, it starts off with a big, I've missed you. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of like, okay, there it is.
Yeah.
Even though, like, I know all season long I've maintained my predictions, who I thought it was going to be, and I thought it was going to be Peter. But, like, that's kind of when I was like...
That's so interesting, because I feel like that's where I flipped.
Really?
Because I saw her say, I missed you, and I was like, okay, she's still really into him. But this was the first time all season where I questioned, like, okay, maybe she actually is into Peter more than she's into Brian.
Yeah.
All season, I've been diehard, like, guys, like, you know this. The chat roll's like, please don't bash on Peter, Christina. Like, the whole season, I was like, she is head over heels for Brian. And tonight's the first night where I had to, like, take a step back, and I hate to admit that, but I did, to be like, whoa, like, what does Rachel really want?
I don't think she really questioned it until all the stuff with Peter went down. Then I think she was like, wait, am I, like, looking? Am I trying to put too much pressure on this? Is he ready? Are we ready?
Yeah. I just think she, seeing her so distracted by Peter and her own issues, and seeing how upset she was talking with him, kind of figuring out that he's not the one made me think that he kind of was the one to her, or he was the one she wanted it to be at the end, but knew that it wouldn't. I think she knew earlier on that it was not going to be him because he was not ready for that, or she wanted him to be ready for it, but he would not get down on one knee at the end of it. But I think she wanted Peter. I think Brian and her got along really well, but I think she honestly, deep down, wanted it to be Peter.
Why? Well, we're just talking about the fantasy dates. We're on chronological order. So we get to the rose ceremony. Anything else before the rose ceremony?
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, at this point, after 3 hours of coffee.
I know, I kind of want to just get to it.
Actually, no, I have something to say. I think that, for me, this was, like, the Brian that I saw all along. I felt like he was, like, very sweet and very vulnerable on this date. And I feel like that's the Brian that no one saw all season. Everyone saw him as this, like, Rico Suave sort of guy.
Right.
And in this date, he was, like, he was confronting her. He's like, I'm nervous. Like, I feel really vulnerable. You're not being yourself. And, like, I think it was nice to see him check himself, too, where he wasn't so cocky and confident.
I definitely appreciate that he acknowledged that Rachel was a little off. She was in her head. It was giving off a different vibe than she had been their entire relationship. So the fact that he did pick up on that without her even saying anything, I was like, all right, well, maybe he does get her and understand her a little more than we've seen.
Totally.
So far, and not just in a physical way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right before the rose ceremony, they cut back to Rachel in studio, and Chris says, did you have enough information? You feel like you were ready to make those decisions? And she says, kind of, I think it was Christina, I think you said it, that the overnight dates really gave her and told her what she needed. She even said as much. She goes, they told me what I needed to know and helped me make that decision. But there was a look that she gave, and there was a moment. Do you guys remember as Brian was walking out of his fantasy suite, and she, like, watched him walk down the hallway, and she kind of, like, looks at the ground, and that, I had a split second thought. I was like, wait, maybe she doesn't. That was the only time I faltered on, like, maybe thinking.
I know you're talking about in the hallway.
Yeah, she kind of had this look like maybe, like, he's a great guy, but I hate that I have to let him go.
I saw that same moment because it was a look of just kind of sadness, like, oh, there he goes. Like, maybe it's time to let him go.
Yeah.
I got that same vibe in that moment. And even that, just because that whole date was a little bit off with how she was feeling, and then that walk away, I was like, what's going to happen?
So, rose ceremony, we all know what happens. She lets Eric go. Here's the thing is, we all grew to love Eric, I think, the same way she did. Like, he just blossomed to all of us, to Bachelor Nation and to her.
Yes.
And we all maintain that, like, I love Eric. I didn't think he was necessary or she was necessary for him, whichever way you want to view that. But I love him. And he was the epitome of class in the way he handled that as he walked her out. As he looked good, as he was kind, he was respectful, and, like, handled with integrity. Did you guys notice the same?
Absolutely.
Oh,
yes.
I love the way he carried himself. It was obviously a hard moment for him, especially knowing what he knew about where Peter and Rachel's relationship was at. Like, as a man, like, putting myself out there, everything that I've been through, trying to open myself up to love with this person, like, that would crush me. I'm sorry. To know that, like, someone else isn't really there, but I'm the one being sent home. But I think he handled it so well.
I thought we were going to see him lose it. Like, a guy that's falling in love with a girl for the first time, I thought he was going to lose it.
But I think that would have reverted him back to the old Eric,
true,
who was very, like,
that's a good point,
dropping his emotions on the drop of a dime and very, you know, passionate. But I think it showed, like, he really did grow as a person. And I do wish him the best. I mean, he looked great coming out on stage after.
Yes,
he did. Sterling.
What was different? Okay. His hair was longer and he had, like, a thicker beard?
He had a beard.
Yeah.
I mean, his teeth look wider, like, he got a little teeth whitening for TV.
It's miracle season, Dan.
Miracle season. What did you guys notice on the couch from him? Like, Renee, what did you see on the couch from Eric when they brought him out and he has this moment with Rachel for the first time face-to-face?
Confidence. I think from the beginning of this series, you guys know I've been calling him insecure. I said I'm sick of him whining.
Yeah.
But seeing him grow, even from where we last saw him on the show to then seeing him tonight on After the Final Rose, he's happy with himself. And when someone's happy with themselves, they're able to be happy for others. So seeing that, and he was a shining light. It was so sweet to see. And I think he's now ready to find love with whoever comes his way.
Rotor 13 called it on the chat room a revenge beard.
Yeah.
I love that. Sterling, what do you think?
I think for someone who has never been in love before he has, and it took him so long to get to that point, and then for her to say and just throw it out there, I love you, and that she feels those things, and it was so hard for him to say that. I'm sure that was super confusing for him because he's waited however old he is that long to say that to someone, and then she says it to him and then lets him go.
Yeah,
when so he's confusing. Willing to be there for the rest of his life, you know? So I can imagine that'd be really confusing. But he handled it so gracefully and in such an honorable way.
Mm-hmm.
I just love him.
Remind me the time frame between when they stop filming and the proposal happens to tonight.
2 months? It was May.
So
May.
It was May is when this they
so
stopped
almost
filming.
3 months.
Yeah.
His first question out of his mouth, how's your heart?
Yes. And are you happy?
And are you happy was the second question. And he genuinely cares.
Yeah.
That says so much about a man.
Right.
Yeah.
To me, I don't know. Christina, did you notice that?
Honestly, Eric has grown so much for me. I tweeted tonight, I hope he's the next Bachelor.
I
think he is so respectful. I think he is a true man. And you know what? He honestly has just good vibes.
Yeah.
Like, he's someone you want to be around and you want to watch and you want great things to happen for him. So I hope that that does happen.
Yeah, you want to root for him,
definitely.
Right?
Yeah.
I want to take his workout plan, too.
Right.
We have to do that.
We have to do his class.
We're totally going to creep on his class, 100%.
I don't think
where does he teach?
Somewhere in LA.
It's in Hollywood, right?
Yeah, or like he's usually out like at a park somewhere. I'm sure you have to like sign up. He's a personal trainer.
In a public park?
Yeah.
Heck yeah, I'm in. Let's go.
Let's just roll up on him.
Like, that's going to be so creepy.
All of us.
His classes are about to be so booked.
Yeah. Oh,
he's
my God.
Make a lot of money.
I don't think there's ever been another contestant on the show where I have completely changed my opinion.
Yeah.
Like,
right?
In the beginning, I was like, he's not going to make it very far. Don't really like this guy. And now I couldn't love him more. So
see,
I don't think that's ever really happened for me with a contestant on
the
show.
Here's what I'm curious is because ABC is so intentional about with all of their editing, everything they do.
Yeah.
They're very, very intentional. And they intentionally edited it that way.
Yeah,
they kind of kept him out at the beginning and you slowly grew and grew and grew and you're like, oh my gosh, this guy's incredible, which is what all of Bachelor Nation thinks right now.
Yeah.
Team Eric was all over my Twitter timeline. So if we know that to be intentional. Now the question mark is why? Why would they do that? Just to leave it and this is it? I don't think so. I'm not saying that necessarily will be the next Bachelor, but I don't think they know either. And I think even though he's not in Paradise, I think there's still a question mark there.
Yeah.
I think right now they're, like you said, they're building him up in a way that America loves him. They're putting him in a really great spot to succeed. I don't see why he couldn't be the next Bachelor because he's in the exact same spot where Rachel was when she got eliminated. They kind of had similar stories.
I know Christina has thoughts. Before you say this, I do want to say, so it has come out that they've said they would prefer to wait till after Paradise because that changes. That's when Nick Viall's perception changed last year. And then he became Bachelor.
Yeah.
So they'd prefer to wait, which kind of rules out Peter and Eric. However, I still think they would both be in the mix with maybe a Dean or who else?
Yeah, I don't think it rules them out necessarily. I think it's giving fans more time to pick a favorite.
To see if Dean catches more steam.
I think Dean would be the only one, really.
I don't know. Dean crying in there shows me that maybe there's a little more of like a mess that happens that would maybe lend itself to him not being back.
Did you see his Instagram post?
No, I don't follow
him. He posted a picture. Okay, Danny. Of him, like, in Paradise and being like, hey, I'm in Paradise just so you know I mess a lot of things up. Like, he openly posted, the Instagram picture, and he's like, I know this looks like I'm Photoshopped, but this is me in Paradise, and I'm going to mess a lot of things up, and I just want to give you... So he's going to mess things up, guys. Dean, whatever happens, it's not ending well. I'm getting based off of his Instagram post.
I see that. Yeah.
Okay, so Christina, you've had thoughts for like 2 minutes. I could see it on the tip of your tongue. What is it?
Well, I don't want to skip ahead, but pretty much the only thing I have to say is that Rachel was trying to make sure that Peter is not the next Bachelor tonight.
Yes.
So I feel it opened up an opportunity for Eric that maybe wasn't necessarily there before.
So the last dates happen. We see Brian's date. I don't know, nothing crazy stuck out to me on the date. ABC put all their time and effort into Peter's.
Yep.
That conversation was
which
awful
is so
to watch.
Screwed up.
It's messed up.
It's super messed up. Like ABC obviously knew what was happening and they edited it this way, and I feel like you can't, like, you want to be happy for Rachel, but the way they aired things tonight, it's hard to be happy for her.
Yeah.
So here's my thing is, like, I'm just going to say it plain out. Like, I did not want Brian to win. And after I watched the editing, I liked him less and less and less.
Mm-hmm.
And then you guys know this, and I've said this, Rachel's my favorite Bachelorette ever. Tonight was the first night I didn't really like her because I didn't like her decisions. I didn't like the way she was to Peter when he came out. And the editing lent itself to, I felt for Peter.
Yeah.
I still agree with the way Peter handled it.
That's
and I agree with what he said on the couch. And I did not like things that Brian said tonight. Even in his proposal, which I know it's all...
The repropo...
Whatever, but, like, I didn't even like that stuff.
Yeah.
Me neither.
And ABC knew what they were doing. So I don't know if they agree with us or they don't want us to like it, or I have no clue, but I did not like it.
There was way more passion in that breakup than there was in the proposal or with anything with Brian. And the fact that they harped on that so much, I don't know what that means, because obviously she's with Brian, but I felt like... When the whole Brian stuff happened, I was still so heavy from all the Peter stuff. Yes. And
that you couldn't even be happy with that.
Right, and I didn't even feel like there was any conclusion to the Peter stuff. He obviously still has feelings for her.
There was a heavy cloud over the whole studio.
Yeah. It was very
Chris had to, like, encourage people to clap. People barely
I thought you meant over our studio.
No. Half of the
and
live
over
studio.
Our studio.
Half of the live studio was clapping. When Brian came out, he's like, for the first time ever, Brian. Like, literally half the studio was clapping.
It goes back to what you said, though, about Rachel's season and how messed up ABC is. Because I felt like if that's the person that she chose, whether we agree with it or not, like, I think they should have edited it a little bit differently to, like, celebrate her choosing him in the end. Yeah. Whereas this edit was just like, okay, I guess that happened. Now we're going to watch that end.
I disagree a little bit. Because here's the thing. I wouldn't put this on ABC that they did something wrong. What I would put this on is the fact of the matter was... It was a messed up situation, and I don't think ABC, like us, maybe necessarily agree with Rachel's decision. At the end of the day, it's her decision, right? But as viewers watching the show, based on what I saw, it's not the decision I would want her to make. And I think if Peter had proposed, Brian wouldn't even be in the picture whatsoever.
Yeah. I feel the same way. Here's the thing. With every season of the show, even if I haven't agreed with who wins, I always look forward to that proposal. But because Brian is so cheesy, I've heard it all before, I didn't care. I cared about how Peter is doing. I cared about, like, what went down. Is that it? Like, we all were sitting there like, is that it? Are they breaking up? Is it coming back? Like, no one cared. At that point, I didn't care. I knew he was winning. I didn't even need to see the proposal. I want Peter to get on the couch and I want to see that go down. I just didn't care.
See, I disagree with that. I feel like not that I wanted Brian to win. I just felt like for me, Brian was the obvious choice all season. Like, I really truly believe that Rachel was in love with him, and I still think that she is, but I do not think that they did her or their relationship justice at all tonight. And I think that if it was aired the way it normally was with just the interviews afterwards, we wouldn't have seen that interaction with Peter, and maybe it wouldn't have felt as heavy. And maybe there would have been more time on that moment between Rachel and Brian. But there was just so much drama with her and Peter. Yeah. And Rachel said in her interviews, it wasn't necessarily because she was, like, so in love with Peter. It was more that she was so frustrated with herself and with him for, like, kind of, like, I feel like she felt played by Peter. And that's why she was annoyed, because she gave him the opportunity to leave, right? And she said that in Geneva, they had this conversation where he said that if he didn't think he'd be ready to propose, he would leave then. And so apparently he's, like, playing her and saying, how I want to marry you, and, like, not playing her, but you guys know what I'm trying to say, like, and saying, I can see this life with you, and then still doesn't want the same things at that moment. So I feel like, I know me, I cry out of frustration, and it, like, makes me so upset not to get necessarily what I want or what I want to hear. But I don't know if Peter was ready to propose, she would choose him.
There's a lot of people on Twitter talking about, like, did Rachel choose a ring over an actual real relationship?
Yeah, let's talk about that for a second.
When, you know, we've had this conversation before, and we had it last week when they initially started this conversation. But when they broke up, it wasn't, oh, okay, so that means Brian wins. It was, okay, this feels wrong. We need to figure out exactly what happened here. And a lot of people feel like she chose that idea of the proposal, and also the pressure from that her failed 5-year relationship that she keeps bringing up, on instead of choosing her heart, like where she, if maybe that was Peter.
So let's put that situation in the real world into context, okay? So they have this conversation that night. The fantasy suite turns into, it wasn't the fantasy suite, it's the final date that there's no rose on. So it's their final date. It turns into that entire conversation where she ends up leaving in the rain. We could have had our notebook moment.
She should have ran after her.
Literally, the notebook could have happened on The Bachelor, which would have been the best ratings the show has ever seen.
It
would have been
unbelievable. The most dramatic season.
It literally would have been the most dramatic thing ever, and it could have happened. So we're all watching this. We're watching this play out. Let's put that in real life for a second. She walks out like that. He either runs out. The next day, she comes back over. 2 days later, they get together. They talk through it. That's a conversation that's a work in progress. Mm-hmm. That's not an ending conversation. That's, to your point, it felt unsettled. It was
the
an untied...
The conversation that her and Peter had.
Yeah, it was an untied knot. It was just left. And he even said it when he first comes out to the couch afterwards. He goes, we went from that conversation to complete silence. And it's the first time I'm seeing her. Of course, I'm terrified. He said, I'm shaking like a leaf. Mm-hmm. Because in the real world, nothing ends like that. That's not how it ends. Yeah. You get to a point of full closure, which neither of them got. So what I don't understand is once he comes out on the couch, if she didn't still have feelings, she would not have attacked him. And I do believe she attacked him. She would not have been abrasive. That none of that conversation would have dragged on the way it did. Obviously, he still has feelings, but she still does too. And it's clearly apparent. She sat this close to him when he first came out and then moved this far away from him within 30 seconds. Did you guys see that?
Yeah, for sure. First of all, I didn't like when he said that she was going to have a mediocre life. I thought that was very insensitive.
And he owned it.
And he did own that for sure.
And but I thought he owned it fairly.
He absolutely did. I also don't like when she said, oh, I'm living my best life now. And like, blah, blah. I get that. Yeah, I get you that you're happy and that's awesome, but that's also insensitive to him. They both said insensitive things to each other.
Sure.
Yeah.
In different moments, obviously. But hers felt more defensive and not...
Hers felt more like in a revenge play. His was in the moment of them having a private conversation between them two. Hers was like, look at me now, I'm living my best life.
Yep.
Screw you, like, I but got you, one up, I win.
They made the whole thing about him in the end. Maybe she's just happy that now it's finally about her and she's moved on.
I mean, I completely agree with you. And I don't think that this was necessarily about Peter even. And I don't think she was attacking him either. Like, for her, she, like, found her, the person she wants to be with, and now she's engaged, and the entire world doesn't think that she made the right choice, right? So not only does she have to defend her, she has to defend herself, she has to defend her man, and then she has to talk to someone who's talk shit about her man on social media, on the show, that she's seeing, saying you have a mediocre life, and her fiance's watching this backstage for the first time. So I feel like there's so many emotions.
What has he said? He's only said one time the mediocre thing, and it was before they were engaged.
Right, but
what has he said on social
media? He's also said things about Ryan in past episodes.
But what has he said since taping? Has he been saying things while the show's airing?
I have to look at my phone because people have been tweeting
me. Well, maybe not specifically, but like, has he said things?
Yeah, absolutely.
To put Brian down?
Yes.
Really?
Him and Dean have.
Really?
Yeah.
Eric did an interview with Ali Fedotowsky today, and I didn't see the whole thing because I don't think it's like on her blog or something. But anyway, she said that Eric said that Peter and Brian hate each other.
Yeah.
Which is understandable. So did Nick and Sean.
Yeah.
Like each other? I mean, that's a whole other thing. But
which is
I think he said the mediocre thing in the heat of that one moment on their one-on-one date. But he was very classy in the way he handled it on stage.
We got to give Rachel the same benefit of the doubt that we're giving Peter here. That was the last thing they said to each other. So, of course, the same way that this situation is fresh and emotional for him, it is for her, too.
Yeah. And
so confronting that person after.
But she has another place to go with her life. Whereas he's still there. Yes, it does. Because if you go on to a new place, you take those feelings you had, and that is no longer any priority in your life.
Yeah,
that takes no precedence over anything. So if I were her, you don't even open that compartment where you put those feelings anymore. Mm-hmm. You're just like...
But that's part of her getting closure, too, and putting that to bed with Peter. But, like, saying what she needs to say.
But the fact that she needs closure is speaking to my point. And what I'm saying is that she still has feelings that she accessed tonight. You could see it in her words, in her tone, in the way she looked at him, in her body language. There was so much there. And
so much. Like, imagine if... Okay, have you guys ever been in a relationship that didn't end on great terms? But then when you move on, you get over it, you've moved on with your life. If you see that person, you aren't going to pick up where you left off. If she was truly emotionally moved, if she had moved on from that situation, she wouldn't have acted the way she did tonight. We know Rachel, she's well-spoken, she's well-composed. That was not the Rachel we saw today. She was emotional at the end with Peter because she still has those feelings. It wasn't that she wasn't well-spoken. She's just feeling something still that we hadn't seen, I think, with
I just don't blame her for feeling that
way. Either. Oh, no.
Like, regardless, together. Like,
but also,
she's entitled to that.
This is the same Rachel that we saw last week during Men Tell All. The same Rachel that we saw last week during Men Tell All. We all said she was off last week, that she was, seemed she's a little crass to the guys, too. Yeah. And I think that it's, like, her need to defend herself and her choice to everyone has probably just gotten the best of her.
Just want to say a couple things on chat roll. So chat roll's blowing up. A few people have said Peter has not said a bad thing about anybody on social media. So they corrected you. And Megan also said Sterling. Eric said that Brian was cool with it. And Peter didn't like Brian. And Brian knew that. So just some clarification of what people are saying. I don't know if that's true. But these people are saying
I'm looking
that there wasn't anything said. interesting point. So I guess what I'm trying to say about it is the fact that, like, and here's what doesn't make sense to me. So help me understand this. Peter goes, Chris thanks him for being there, and he goes, of course, I wouldn't be here if there wasn't feelings. I wouldn't be worked up if there wasn't feelings. So then what's the point of him coming there? Do you think he was doing it for closure? Or do you think he was doing it out of, like, a little slice of hope of, like...
He wants to be the next Bachelor.
No, of, like, I think he legit would drop everything in his life if Rachel was single, and I think he would enter into, not an engagement, but I think he would pursue trying to make this work with her.
See, I don't buy that, because...
I still think he would.
I think that he had his chance. So if he really wanted to be with her, he could have chased after her. God knows. Like, I wish he did that. I think all of America wishes that he chased after her in the rain. Like, he had that opportunity to do it. And I just hate that he, like, wavered and was like, fine, if that's what you want, I'll propose to you.
Well, so let's talk about this for a second. So I defended his position that, like, I don't like the constraints of the show. If you don't feel it, like, that's what Brooks did. People are saying he pulled a partial Brooks, which he kind of did. Brooks actually left the show, but Peter was... you know, basically did the same thing, just a little farther along than Brooks. I don't blame him for not being there. But I actually think it was kind of awesome. He said, look, losing you hurts worse. That was his quote on that last date after the fantasy suite. So the last date where there's no rose. He said, losing you hurts worse. And if it means that I have to compromise doing that to not lose you, I'll do it, even though I don't want to. Which I think speaks volumes about how much he actually feels about Rachel. I don't know if I agree with, like, that's a big compromise. But at the same time, that is the biggest of compromises. And that's basically what she's saying is, like, look, I want you to do something definitive. And because you didn't, then I'm going to go with the guy who will do something definitive. And that's what it looked like to me. I'm not saying Brian was the lesser of two. I'm saying what Rachel said made it sound like Brian was the lesser of two. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I agree with that.
100%.
I don't know if you guys agree. It like really got me fired up. I'm watching him say this, like, okay, bro doesn't want to compromise. He doesn't want to get engaged because he wants to only do it once, and he's not quite there. He's not saying, I don't like you, that I'm not in love with you. He said the words, I am in love with you, and I've realized it recently. However, I want to get there. I just can't by tomorrow. I respect that. But him saying, I'm willing to, if that's what you need, Rachel.
The way you didn't run after her in the rain.
Because they went why back and just... forth. It ended on the term of, okay, then
I don't know.
Don't
why don't
do
you think he did?
Me.
Like, why do you think he did not?
Well... While I would have loved to see what happened the next day, if he maybe came to the decision to propose or whatever it was, I would have loved to see that just for TV purpose. But when Chris asked him tonight if he regretted what he did or didn't do that night, he said no.
So the fact
that he's had 3 months to think about it and he still doesn't regret not going after her, that
I respect a guy like that. Stay true to yourself.
No, I don't buy that he didn't regret it. I think he knows she's engaged to another guy, and I think he felt
no.
To say
I
that.
Bought it.
I really
believe it because he's been consistent the entire show. Maybe more consistent than any guy, almost any guy we've seen, as consistent as the most consistent guys. Because he stayed true to himself. So I don't think he regrets that he stayed true to himself. Because in the end, he made a decision that was in line with what his heart felt.
But that was after Rachel said all that to him. I think he felt defensive, like he had to say, no, I don't regret that because of the way she was acting towards him. I don't think that was because that's what he genuinely meant. Like,
really?
If you watch it back, like, their vibes back and forth from the beginning to where she kind of, like, wasn't attacking him, but, you know, the way she was speaking to him, I think it's like someone being like, I don't like you, I'm happy I didn't go with you, and then you still being like, but I wish I did go with you. Like, you're going to be defensive. You're not going to be completely vulnerable. And Peter was the one that had the most trouble opening up to begin with. Like, we've seen him kind of, like, stone cold. Like, in the beginning, we thought he wasn't interested in Rachel. Like, he took his time. So when someone is kind of being that cold to you, I think you're going to be cold back and look her in the eye and say, I don't regret not going.
I didn't see it as a cold way. I saw it as a true, genuine answer. Cyclic? I don't know how to say your name. I'm sorry. Martina said, Peter was exactly how Rachel was on Nick's season with 16 exclamation points. And he kind of was.
You think so?
Yeah, in a way.
They do share a lot of similarities. At the same time, I think... I don't know. I just think Rachel would have made the extra step to be ready for Nick, whereas Peter would never have budged, like, at all. And he still won't. I mean, he said that.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay, well, one thing we can all agree on is that Rachel does not want Peter to be the next Bachelor.
That is so
you're
true.
Waiting to get to
she
that.
She said it 18 times.
I couldn't believe it because she was pissed, and she was like,
well, you know, I just don't think this experience is for you, and that's just what it is, and it's fine. Like, she kept saying, this, I don't think this show, this process is for you. You need more time when it comes to these things. And and obviously, everyone knows that Peter is the front runner, so for her to say those things, clearly, she's trying to make a point and make a statement that Peter, in her opinion, does not deserve to be the next Bachelor.
All right, I have two thoughts on this.
It's not valid, though?
First thought. It's August
it
right
valid.
Now. What is today?
No, I'm saying, like, it's...
Today's August 7th right now, okay? Mm-hmm. They start filming in, like, 6 weeks by watching his eyeballs...
They start filming The Bachelor in 6 weeks?
They start filming in end of September, beginning of October.
They do.
Because it airs in January.
Or February. Wow, this is just, like, boom, boom, boom.
So, but watching his eyeballs tonight, sitting on the couch, within 30 seconds his eyes were red. And he said, in quotes, shaking like a leaf.
Yeah.
I don't think he's anywhere emotionally near ready. I know some people have become the Bachelor, Bachelorette, and we've watched them flourish. They took it as a second chance, and that's what they needed to, like, get over their hurt.
Right.
I don't see him as a guy needing a show. Second point, okay? Her saying that I don't think this experience is for you, I disagree with Rachel so hard in that statement because I don't think this experience is for anybody. Look at the track record of the franchise. There are how many successful relationships and marriages? I know I'm like crapping all over ABC right now, but I gotta be honest. Like I love Rachel whole season. There's a handful of amazing, amazing relationships out of here.
Yeah.
But there are so many more that didn't work because this format is not how real life works. And it doesn't lend itself to real, healthy, blossoming marriages that lead to amazing children, mm-hmm. that lead to legacies and families. I'm sorry, but, like, that doesn't normally happen.
Yeah.
So this format isn't really for anybody, Rachel.
They really called out the whole process.
You got a real good guy in Peter that, I'm sorry, doesn't want to conform to a TV show's 6-week format to fall in love with somebody and have to get down on a knee. He straight up said, I like you. I love you, actually. And I want to pursue this more than anything in the world. But I'm not going to propose you tomorrow because the show says I have to.
Yeah, he literally said, I will, like, propose you. Just, I can't tomorrow. Like, that's all I say. He's like, I don't know why you're not giving me, I just can't tomorrow.
This is the first time in my life I will say this.
Yeah.
That I actually think what Juan Pablo did in a season was very respectable. And I wish that would have happened with Rachel and Peter. And that they would have, at the end, said, we're not going to get engaged, but we're going to continue to pursue this together.
I think Juan Pablo did it for different reasons, but...
Sure.
Yeah.
But I'm saying it's the only time I wish that actually what he did would have happened tonight, because I think Peter and Rachel would be engaged by Christmas.
But then do you think that Rachel would have been settling, though, for that?
No.
No.
Would you still have respected her to then, like, change her position that she started with, wanting a ring, wanting that ending, and then later on... Like,
I don't know. Because you don't start a relationship saying, I'm starting this relationship to want a ring. You start it because you're interested in someone. And if it gets to there, then that's a byproduct of an amazing relationship as you choose to then, we're going to take this to the ultimate level. Yeah. But you start a relationship because you like someone.
But that's BS too. Like, this guy is saying, I want to marry you. I want to be with you. I want to propose to you, just not tomorrow. Like, if I was in her mind and I just came out of a 5-year relationship where this guy was telling me the same sort of thing and we never got past boyfriend, girlfriend, I'd be like, why am I doing this to myself again?
Like, I agree.
Like, that's... Like, I'm sorry, if you really cared and you say you wanted to marry me, why can't you propose tomorrow?
Especially when she has a guy, though, that does want to do all of those things is saying, like, I want to propose
concept
to you right
of the, like, I know it's a show, but it is the concept of the show. Like,
exactly.
You're going on this show and you're knowing that this is what is supposed to happen.
Yeah, but you want to have those genuine feelings when going into it.
Right.
And you can say the 5-year thing, but guys, that's 5 years. This was 3 months. So it was different, and I do think she was definitely projecting those feelings onto her relationship with Peter. I just don't think those things were the same at all. I think he was trying to be as open as he could, saying, listen, like, I want to spend the rest of my life with you. And I think when it's about, like, what you're looking for in a relationship, it should be about in that person, as opposed to, like, what I'm looking for in a relationship is to get married. Everyone wants that, like, eventually at the end. I think if you find the right person...
Not everybody. I don't think everybody
Okay,
wants
well,
that.
Not everyone wants marriage. Semantics. But if you want it, you want it. But I think you should be looking for the qualities in that person as opposed to who wants the same thing right now. Because he did say he wants that eventually. Nothing... They have the same goals, just a different time zone.
Look, we hear this every season where people say they're surprised by how they feel. They're surprised by how things develop. Peter even said tonight, he goes, I was skeptical going in, but when he got a chance to say something for the final time to Rachel, he thanked her. Mm-hmm. He thanked her for an opportunity, for keeping him that long, and for showing him that this kind of thing can happen. He said he was skeptical going in, and he thanked her for... Look, I'm under the belief that you can meet someone anywhere. You can meet someone at a gas station, on a reality show, you can meet someone on Instagram. I have. But, like, what I'm saying is... I think Peter went into this with an open mind, kind of like Eric said, thank you for being open earlier, like he thanked her for being open. They went into it with an open mind, unexpected of how far he would fall. He fell far enough to seriously consider going against something that he believes in the bottom of his heart. And at the end of the day, he didn't, and he stayed true to himself. I gotta respect the guy for that.
Same. Yes.
Okay.
Well, so did Rachel.
Go ahead, Christina. You got something.
Okay,
let's hear it.
Two things really quickly. Yeah. Brooke Johnson, I think that's her name, in the chat role just brought this up, and I remember paying attention to it during the episode. She was saying pretty much that the reason she was falling in love, oh my gosh, I have wedding venue notes that are coming up instead of the bachelor notes. She was saying that the reason she was like falling for Peter as opposed to Brian, and this is like define their relationship, is that I've always been excited about and get a love gambling my relationships on complicated relationships. Yeah. I always like to give myself a chance to run away. So she was like kind of giving herself an excuse
to run
out of
this. This is a quote?
This is what she said.
Brooke said this or Rachel said this?
Rachel said this about Peter. Pretty much saying that the only reason she was like going for Peter is because she loves to go for complicated relationships and loves that challenge and likes to take care of people and change their point of view.
She said that to Brian too. She was like, and that's why I thought that you were too perfect.
Yeah. So I just think that's really interesting. And I don't know if that's a way for like Rachel to like get out of her situation to make her new fiance feel more comfortable. And, okay, one other thing I want to say real quick is that do you think that Rachel is so salty because Peter is the first to do FabFitFun promos? Because when I saw that, I was like, Peter, come on. I'm sorry. I'd be salty about that, too. Right. I'd be like, okay.
So we only have about 6 minutes left. All that said, those are all of our thoughts. Now to the actually important thing. Rachel's engaged, and she looks happy. And if Brian makes her happy and she's happy, then I'm happy for Rachel. I still maintain she was my favorite bachelorette ever. Mm-hmm. While that's my opinion, that doesn't matter at the end of the day at all, because I don't know her, I've never met her, and there's probably a whole side of Brian that I've never seen that he's awesome. And so I'm glad she's happy at the end of the day. That's what's most important.
From beginning to end,
I just want to make sure I say that. Like, I got real serious about Peter. Yeah. The other day, she's happy tonight, and she looked happy, and he proposed in Spanish, and girls love that stuff, and like she seemed to eat it up. I'm excited for them. I really am.
I mean, it's clear that, I mean, the majority of us, probably this side more than that side, love Peter, like obsessed with him, really. But from beginning to end, it's the undeniable chemistry that she had with Brian was consistent the entire time. He was all in, giving her everything she came into the show looking for, and she's leaving the show with that. And he was giving her that, regardless of what we think he's the right one for her or not. I mean, I only hope that they do live happily ever after
I hope so too.
Sort of stuff. But I mean, I love you, Peter, and just like you can call me sometime.
I was always on Brian's side. I would say tonight, seeing him out there with her after the final rose was the first time I was like, this is so uncomfortable to watch. I don't know how I feel about them together. And it obviously, especially chat roles, probably gonna be like, oh my gosh, because you guys know I've been more team Brian, but it was awkward, and I felt like maybe he was so nervous he was just talking too much. I don't know. It was just uncomfortable.
I hated the re-proposal thing that
he was just trying too hard.
Yeah. I had a feeling something like that was going to happen, or they were going to make some sort of focal point on the ring because she didn't come out with it, and she had already said on social media from the beginning that she was engaged, so I'm like, they're going to do something kind of cheesy with the ring, but like, full-on proposal again? I was like, oh,
it was terrible.
I think she wasn't even expecting
it. She was so embarrassed and so shocked.
And he said, remarry me. They've never been married, so that was
He's
not
nervous.
Right. Anyway.
It's live TV.
He also said during the thing, I just hope she says so, I do to the proposal. I was like, I don't think that's right either.
It's just, you know what? Look, I can be a cheesy guy sometimes. I get the cheesy side of him, but there's some cheesy things that even I wouldn't say, like chemistry bomb.
Oh my gosh, the chemistry bomb.
The chemistry bomb.
That was in the real proposal, but
the one
you think about,
the one you had an idea of.
The one you have an idea what you're gonna say.
You all just strive for a nice chemistry bomb.
It worked for her, and that's what's most important. Any other thoughts before we move to this Paradise promo?
I'm happy for Rachel. I will say, as if she's happy, I'm happy, and I think that's all that matters at the end of the day. Like, it's not our relationship; it's hers, and they seem happy.
I feel the same. That's
my little final thought on it. Like, especially the last two episodes coming down to it, my focus kind of shifted less on the contestants and more about, like, Rachel. Like, this was the Bachelorette.
Yeah.
This was her journey, and she got what she came into it for. She wanted a ring. She wanted someone who was all in for her, and I couldn't be happier for her.
Same.
I can't wait to see Jimmy Kimmel tonight and see that chemistry, because now that they're finally out there,
Jimmy will ask some good questions.
Yeah, he gets really good stuff out of his guests. So.
He does.
I don't think JoJo and Jordan, like, knew each other's, like, middle names and stuff last year. Do you guys remember that?
Yeah, he does some funny stuff. That'll be good. Yeah. And he does Baby Paradise, which will be funny. So, speaking of Baby Paradise, let's move to Real Paradise.
Which is kind of
another
like
time I'm a little upset with ABC using the Corinne DeMario situation to drum up ratings. That is another just shady tick against the franchise this season that I'm not a big fan of. Do you guys notice that?
Well, Chris kept saying controversial season every time he teased it. So, it's, I mean, they're obviously moving.
Yeah, but the fact that they even, like, show some of it to, like, drum up ratings and get people to tune in next week.
Yeah, I was waiting for that to be, like, the first thing that I was itching to see next Monday. Like, you kind of gave me, like, a little bit already in the promo, so I'm just like, like, build up the suspense a little bit.
I'm not surprised. Are you guys surprised that they did that? No. I mean, whether or not that was a good decision, I'm not surprised.
Because we know it. We know what they do. We know the franchise. I'm surprised they actually, like, went through with showing as much as they did. I thought maybe they'd just be like, it almost didn't happen because of a crazy situation. Maybe just, like, show them coming in and then fast forward or something.
Yeah.
But it just made me uncomfortable watching it, to be honest. It felt like something I shouldn't be watching. If this was as serious of a situation as they made it out to be, I don't think it should be like, this happened then. Oh, it's back. Though everything's okay, they showed too much.
But as we see later, it does get even crazier, and I'm sure there are things that happen, especially that look that we see in the preview. That look,
Dominique, what you doing?
Look a little sketchy over there, but it'll be fun.
Oh my god. No, I actually, one thing about the promo though that I thought was kind of fake was that one little clip where the producer's like, shut it down. Like, I highly doubt it happened like that and they filmed that.
No, I actually thought that was kind of real.
I didn't find that real at
like
all.
Like when they're going around like, shut it, like, hey, no, turn them all off, like, right now. Like, I'm sure they got some directive.
Well, the reason why I say that is because, I mean, I'm still not entirely 100% sure what happened, but from all the stuff that I kept reading, it made it seem like the decision to shut it down came, like, after the fact, and it seemed like they were still in the thick of things when it happened. Maybe just the time seemed off.
Yeah.
But then again, it's an edit, and they slice everything together.
Interesting. So. People are saying there's no interview on Kimmel.
What?
What?
They just announced it.
Chris Harrison promoted.
Megan, Kimmel opening scene, but that's it.
Everyone's saying no.
Marilyn Blythe, they weren't on Kimmel.
Chris Harrison said there was going to be. I know.
They're like by contract, I'm pretty sure.
I don't know, maybe something changed.
He said Kimmel also roasted Rachel and Brian. Something's up.
What if they were backstage and he roasted them and they were like, I could see Rachel being like, then I'm not going to go on.
Didn't Kimmel pick Peter? Before.
They were, Kimmel was Team Peter for a while.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Ugh, that stinks.
We only have just a few minutes left, so real quick, starting with you, Renee, predictions on one name, who will be the next Bachelor?
Okay, I don't know, but I would love for it to be Peter.
Okay.
Because I love Peter.
Christine?
I'm going to say it's going to be Eric.
Oh.
You said one name, right?
It's one name.
Okay. I'm going to say it's going to be Dean.
Oh.
Sterling?
I think it's going to be Peter.
I think it is going to be Peter. If I had to put money on one name.
And catch Sterling and I next season.
Me too. Just because I said Eric doesn't mean I wouldn't be okay with you, Peter.
Golly. That's hilarious.
And that is our show. Can you go to the two shot for just a second on me and Sterling? I just want to say something real quick. So thank you guys all for tuning in this season. I kind of, what is that? What is that noise? What is beeping?
I don't know.
Oh, maybe that was my alarm to make my nails. I just want to let you guys know, thank you guys for tuning this season. I've been on the show for 4.5 years, and this is my last time ever being on. I didn't tell them.
Oh my gosh!
So I've booked a couple things that are coming up, and I'm going to be unable to be on the show anymore. So this is actually my last time. I've loved being on here with you guys you guys and with the chat role. You guys are amazing. But I am, I'm going to have to retire from AfterBuzz after tonight. This is a good thing. It's not a bad thing. There's some really cool things coming up. And so I'm going to be going on to some cool things. So I'm going to miss this tremendously. I'm going to have to find a new squad to watch with, which is going to be weird. But I will get to drink more wine when I watch, which will be awesome because I won't have to come live on the air or drive home, which is safe.
I'll talk about what's in my cup.
I know it's a bittersweet thing. I've absolutely loved doing this with you guys. I love being here and I love being part of AfterBuzz family. But this is my last night here, so
thank you. The chat roll is going.
I know you guys are literally the best.
You can give us a heads up.
I didn't want to make it about me before we talk about the show, because the show is more important. So,
well, obviously, we're so excited for you.
Congratulations. Thank you. And you guys, I'll announce it when I can. It's some cool stuff that's coming up soon. But you guys can stay tuned with me on social media and follow what's happening. And so thank you guys for always being a part of this. You guys are the best.
Yes.
Yeah, this was awesome. So thank you guys. And thank you guys for hanging out this season. This has been great.
Thank you.
I'm more upset about you, Manny.
I know. My voice got a little shaky for like 2 seconds there.
I'm not gonna lie. It's been great. And I mean, me personally, I'm new to the panel.
Oh, sorry.
So this was like really great having you kind of welcome me in as leaving.
Someone said Danny go on The Bachelorette, and I was like, for a second I thought they were filming The Bachelorette in a couple months. I was like, wait, he's going on it, and he hasn't told us.
Who says he's not?
What if he's the next Bachelor?
Oh my god, he's a Bachelor? You got me so excited, I guess.
What if he's the Bachelor?
And we know the next Bachelor.
You know, I changed my prediction, too.
I would much rather see Danny on there than any of the other guys.
Look, if the franchise reached out at this point, I would not go on.
What? Oh, he's in love. Remember, he told us last week.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't here last week.
Did I miss that?
We're getting so many life updates about Danny right now.
All I'll say is this. Do you guys remember the last scene in Good Will Hunting?
Yes.
No.
Do you remember the note that Robin Williams opens up and reads?
No, can you please tell us what it says?
There's my hint. You guys can Google it if you know it, and you can take a look at it. In the meantime, that is our show for this week. Where can people find you until next week when Bachelor in Paradise is here?
You guys can follow me at Renee Ariel on Instagram and Twitter. I'm sad now, Danny.
Don't be sad. It's a good thing.
You guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Christine Mean. Thanks for tweeting and chatting with us all season long. It's been real.
You guys can find me across social media at Miss Zias. And like Christine said, we have so much fun continuing this conversation, so make sure you do that. Also, we're not exactly sure when we're going to be airing and filming our after show for Bachelor in Paradise, so stay tuned for that before we announce it. Yes.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in this season. We'll see you next week for Bachelor in Paradise. Until then, you can find me everywhere at Sterling Cates.
You guys are the absolute best. This has been an absolute joy for four and a half years. My goodness.
40 years.
40 years! You can follow me at Danny Hoyt on Instagram. It's probably where I'm most active, and Twitter as well. Love you guys. We'll see you soon. Love you, Mom.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.